We'll start by singing number 322, Deeper, Deeper. Maybe I can ask that everyone stand while we sing this song. Before we sing that last verse, one of the reasons I like these two songs is you see kind of the dichotomy between the two of them. On the one side, you're going deeper, deeper, and if you look on the other side of the page, you're going to higher ground. And I like this imagery because I think it kind of, again, it encompasses the totality of what it is that we're after with a relationship with Jesus Christ in our lives. We're looking to go deeper, rooted and grounded in Him, our foundation planted on Him. But not just leaving it there, then using that then to grow higher, grow more into a relationship with God, and then go on to higher ground, not to mess around in the valleys. It's going to be easy for us, I would suspect, for us to leave this place. And I mean, it's kind of almost a theme sometimes that you hear when the last meeting of a period or whatever it might be. Oh, I'm leaving here and I don't know if I'm going to be able to when I get back to my regular life. The thing that I always say whenever I hear that is that the Lord goes with you. If you truly are having a relationship with Him, then you're taking Him with you, and you're not leaving camp, and then that after that, you know, all the experience is gone, everything you've learned just kind of goes out your ears. But rather, what we've been called to is we've been called to build on a foundation which is firm. When you build on a firm foundation, you find out that that building can withstand. It can withstand the trials, it can withstand the questions, it can withstand everything that is thrown at it, but only if it is built on a solid and firm foundation. It's my earnest prayer for all of us that what we're doing is we're building our life on a firm foundation, that we can go deeper, that we can have a relationship which is real and true and genuine. And I want to encourage you to do that. I don't want to encourage you there's lots of things I'd like you to take from this weekend. But if there's one thing, if you weren't paying attention at all at the mission sometimes, one of the places where we have our youth group, in the youth group, one of the things that I was doing for a while is I would have a slide. We'd put slides up and I'd have a slide. And the slide was entitled The Bottom Line. And the point of that slide was, if you were asleep and you weren't paying attention for any other part of the lesson, this is the thing that I want you to get. And this is the thing I want you to get. Having a personal relationship with Jesus is the only way that you are going to be genuine in your Christian walk. There is no other way to do it. Discipline's going to fail you because that's only your will. Rationale is going to fail you because that's only your mind. And emotion's going to fail you because that's only your heart. But when you have a personal relationship which encompasses all three of those things, then that is something which is genuine. That is something which can last. And I think we all know that we can tell when someone is genuine, we can tell when someone is fake. And I would suggest to you that a lot of the reason why people fall away or are not interested in Christianity is because the best examples they see of Christianity are people who are not living a genuine life. We are called to be genuine. We are called to go deeper, and we are called to go higher. Let's sing that final verse together, verse 4.
Deeper, deeper, every day.
Like I said, we're going to be very brief this morning because we want to make sure to finish the cleaning that we're doing in our rooms for the kids that are going to be coming shortly. Not today, I understand they're coming tomorrow. But we still want to make sure that we leave everything in a way that we're not leaving the counselors to start behind. But we want to make sure that everything's clean. So please, when we're finished taking the picture, let's make sure that our rooms are cleaned out properly. And let's make sure everything is packed. So we're going to be brief, but I just wanted to share one last thing with you. And this is a well-known passage, and I was just thinking about this last night and then this morning. It's found in Joshua 24, and it's found in the 15th verse there. And if you guys know the Bible, you know what it is that verse is. But I'll read it to you. And it says, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." There's two things there. There's two points in that verse that I'd like to leave with you. The first one is that you need to make a choice. Anything that you are going to experience in terms of a relationship with the Lord has to first begin with you deciding that that's something that you want. You have to choose that. Now, I'm not trying to make a statement about whether or not God draws us or doesn't draw us or all those sorts of things. I'm not getting into that. What I'm getting into, and I think that if we're all honest with ourselves, we are always presented, daily we're presented with a choice. Daily we're presented with the choice of whether or not we are going to choose to serve the Lord or we're going to choose to serve the other gods with a little g that are in our life. There's things that are enumerated there. There's things talking about the gods, again with the little g, which your fathers served, which were on the other side of the flood. Or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. There are lots of gods, if I could put it this way, with a little g again, that the land in which we dwell, which people will worship. There's money, there's popularity, there's coolness, there's all sorts of things that you can serve. And these are the gods of the land, so to speak. But you have a choice to choose who it is that you're going to serve. And ultimately, the choice has to come down to a choice that you're going to make. You're going to take that step. It is my earnest prayer. It is my earnest prayer for all of you that you choose to serve the Lord. If I could just put it this way, you can look around, you can see Brother Kenny and Brother Jonathan and others who are here whose families have chosen to serve the Lord. And you can see what happens when a family chooses that as the God, or excuse me, chooses God to serve. You can see what the family looks like. You can see how there's joy in serving Jesus. You can see these things because they're modeled before us. Look to those that are around you and try and make a decision based on what it is that you see. Figure out what it is that you want. If you look in the lives of those who are serving the Lord, you're going to find that that life, if it's a genuine life in terms of a relationship with Jesus Christ, you're going to find that is a life which has joy and thanksgiving and is founded firmly no matter what comes against them. I would ask you to make that choice, and I would ask you also to not put off that choice. That's the last point that I want to make. Some people, when it comes to the Lord, what they do is they say, well, I'm not sure. I don't want to say yes, but I'm not saying no. We never know how much time we have left. That we're breathing this moment is a gift. We all know this to be the case. And I don't want to end this retreat on a downer, but I just want to suggest to us that we're young, and so we think that we're invisible. I was going to say invisible. We're not invisible. Hi, everybody. I'm right here. No, we think that we're invincible, right? We're young, and so we've got that viewpoint. But every day that we're given is a gift, and we don't know that we'll necessarily have tomorrow. And honestly, it might not even be something like that. This might be the time, while you're here, this might be the time where I could put it this way, where God has come closest to the surface of your life. And God knows that, and if you make a decision now, well then He'll come closer and closer. But it could be the case that this is the closest that God's going to come in your life, and if you don't make the decision, well then circumstances in your life are just going to pull that away, and you're not going to find yourself in a place and an opportunity where you're thinking about this rationally, where you're trying to work through these details yourself. Don't put off the choice. Make the choice now. Make the choice that you want to follow the Lord, because I can say from my own experience that it's better to serve the Lord than to serve any other gods. God is faithful. And He will be faithful to you as He's been faithful to those who have gone on before us. Dear Father, we're thankful again for all that You've done for us in this retreat. We're so thankful for the way that You've called us, Lord. We're so thankful for the way that You've drawn us, Father. And I pray, Lord God, for all of my brothers and sisters here this morning, Lord, that we would make the choices that we need to make and the choices that we need to make right now, Lord. I pray that we would not put them off for another day. I pray, Lord, if we're thinking about them, that we would just go ahead and, if I could put it this way, take the plunge and just do it. And see, are You the one that we're looking for, or should we search for another? Let's ask that question now. Help us, Lord God, to come to You and to latch on to You, Father. And in so doing, Lord, I pray that You would come to us and You would change us and show us the joy that we've been missing out on. And help us to see that a life with You is so much better than any of the other things. That it's better than being the sole heir of $5 billion. That it's better than being a peerless athlete. And that it's better than being a genius which is without equal in the entire world. A life with You, knowing Jesus, knowing God personally, is better than all those things. So says Your word. We thank You that You've shown that to us. And we thank You, Lord God, that You've called us by name. And that You've called us to be Your friends. That You've called us to be the sheep of Your pasture. That You're our shepherd. Lord, I pray also that You would be with us, Father, as we go from this place. You see the many cars that are leaving here this morning. We pray Your hand of protection upon all of them. We pray, Lord God, that You would keep us from everything that would dissuade us or distract us from what we learned this weekend when we go back to our normal lives back home, Father. And I pray, Lord God, also for this camp period which is coming up, Lord. I pray, Lord, for all the children which will be on these grounds and the guests which will be on these grounds and the workers which will be here, Father, and the pastors, Lord. Pastor Jonathan, Lord God, bless him, Lord God, and bless the pastors that come after him, Father. Bless Brother Kenny, Lord Jesus, and bless him for his service as well and his family, Lord God. I pray, Lord Jesus, Your blessing upon everything that's said and done from this pulpit, Lord, and this side of camp and the other, Lord Jesus. We pray Your anointing would be with everything that's done, Father, because ultimately we're only going through the motions if we don't have the Holy Spirit here to do His work. And we ask and we call upon that, Father. We thank You, Lord God, again for all of Your goodness and all of Your faithfulness to us. We thank You for the good time that You gave us, that the rain stopped at just the right times, Lord. We've taken notice of that and we enjoy that, Lord, and we thank You for it. In Your name we ask all these things. And everybody said, amen. 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 We'll sing number 321. And immediately after that, while that rain is still not falling, we're going to go in that on the back and we're going to go ahead and take our picture. Okay, number 321, Higher Ground.
I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland. The higher plane that I have found, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
two verses.
I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled. Nor should they come, the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright, but still I pray till I'm not found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on high.
Amen. Now the choice is yours. Let's make that right decision and let's not delay. Let's just take a moment. I feel like we should. Let's just take a moment and let's give that response right now. Whatever your answer is, let's do that. Let's do that right now and let's not put it off for another moment. Dear Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. Father, we thank you, dear Jesus. We respond to you, Lord God. Jesus, hallelujah, we praise your name. Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, dear Father. I glorify your name. You are holy, Lord God. You are high, dear Jesus. Thank you, dear God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, dear Father. Jesus, I praise you, Lord. Jesus, I praise you, dear Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, dear Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, we praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. We turn to you, Lord. We come to you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, I praise your name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Jesus, I love you, Lord. Father, I praise your name, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, I love you, Lord. Thank you, dear God. Praise your name. Jesus, I praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, dear Jesus. Praise your name, dear Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. I know we prayed already, but Brother Jonathan, would you just one more time just pray with us and seal everything that's been spoken this weekend? Jesus, hallelujah, Father. Glory to God.
Lord, we pray that as we leave these grounds today, that the divine yes will echo in each one of our hearts. A divine yes to Jesus. Lord, may everything we do, everything we say, everything we are from this day forward be a reflection of the fact that we have said yes to you. That we have made our choice and we have chosen Jesus. And may that choice rule our hearts by your grace and by your Spirit throughout our lives, that we may live to the glory of God.
Lord.
We ask again, Lord, that you will bless all that has been said and done here. We ask that these seeds that have been planted will grow roots, roots that are deep, and that they will bear fruit in our lives.
Hallelujah.
And we know that as they bear fruit in our lives, that it will then bear fruit in this world, because you have called us to be lights. And we pray that it will be so, and that the light will shine brightly from every life that is here today.
Yes,
we ask again for your hand of protection, your grace to rest upon each head.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we simply end this by saying yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
Lord. Yes. And all the people said, Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you.
I appreciate it, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.